Mind by Elmer Kelton, When Catfish Had Ticks by Raina Williamson, Heart of a Champion by Steve Pate and Dan Jenkins, The 50s by David Halberstam, A Centennial History of Texas A&M by Henry C. Dethloff, Aggie's Handbook by Sam Blair, and Good Bull by John Hoyle. Valuable research assistance was also provided by Isabel Dove. The idea to write The Junction Boys was born out of numerous conversations during the 80s with Gene Stallings while he was the defensive secondary coach of the Dallas Cowboys. At the time, I was the Cowboy beat writer for the Dallas Times-Herald, spending 6 weeks each summer in Thousand Oaks, California, where the team prepared for the season. Stallings and I spoke at length on several of those summer nights, and also during Cowboy road trips, about the Junction experience. I can still hear his rich bass voice sing, "Jimmy, did I tell you about the time and Junction?" I would listen and scribble mental notes. My memory files were quite thick years later when I decided to tackle the project. By then, Stallings had transformed Alabama back into a national football power. The force that drove me to research and write the book was Stallings' passion for Junction. You would expect a rational man to feel differently about a 10-day march through hell, drought, and cactus. Bear Bryant's preseason camp inspired 76 players to quit and almost killed two or three others. But Stallings truly felt that Junction had molded his character and forged his winning spirit. Funny thing, as I traveled around the country interviewing other Junction survivors, I heard many of the same sentiments and opinions. Dozens upon dozens of former Texas A&M players and coaches contributed their time and their insight. I would like to thank all of them. Those who put up with me quite frequently and walked the extra mile for this book were Dennis Goring, Don Weasel Watson, Bill Granberry, Bobby Drake Keith, Bill Schroeder, Jack Pardee, Marvin Tate, Elwood Kettler, Lloyd Hale, Billy Pete Huddleston, Don Katchtick, Bum Phillips, Troy Summerlin, trainer Billy Pickard, and, of course, Stallings. In Junction, research and texture were provided by Rob Roy Spiller, Charles Haygood, and town historian Frederica Wyatt. Friendships were made in Junction that I hope will last a lifetime. It is a wonderful place with wonderful people. At Texas A&M, I would like to thank staff members of the Sports Information Department, the Letterman's Associations, and the 12th Man magazine. A special thanks goes to Dr. Don Beck for helping to sort out the social significance. Without my literary agent, Jim Donovan, and Pete Wolverton, the associate publisher of Thomas Dunn Books, this book would have never happened. Thanks, Pete, for grasping the value of the storyline when others failed. Donovan provided the first edit on the book and was a driving force from start to finish. As always, Raleigh Dent sat at my feet during the long hours of writing and kept my seat very warm during the coffee breaks. Forward. In 1954, the Texas A&M football team went to a little town called Junction for preseason training camp. We went in two buses and we came back in one. Shoot, that one bus was half full with dog-tired players. By the time we left, Coach Paul Bryant had left an indelible mark on our lives. I'm proud that I was one of the 35 players to make the bus trip back to College Station, surviving the sand spurs, the cactus, the heat, and the practices without water was tough on me and my teammates. But I also felt that Junction helped mold us into the football team we would become, undefeated Southwest Conference champions 2 years later. In 1954, we played most of the season with about 25 guys. We lost a lot of games, but Coach Bryant knew what he was doing. Out of the yellow dust and the broiling heat of Junction, he forged a team of champions. Now that I look back on that experience, I realize that it helped build my character. I learned that you never quit. We were only out there 10 days, but I must have wished 1,000 times that we would pack up and leave. But quitting was never an option with me. A lot of players quit and left in the middle of the night, hitchhiking back to A&M. Others would wait by the water fountain after lunch, and you knew they were trying to get up the courage to tell Coach Bryant they were leaving. Junction was much more demanding than any camp. We practiced every day, even on Sunday.